gave you Robert. Oh, but I thought you were coming here.
Come, you just pushed him back. Oh, Robert, come in, come. Showbiz Review brought to you by Telesol, Franco Trading Enterprise, and Syntex Tank. And of course, let me remind you that Big Brother is still ongoing. The action doesn't stop there. The conversations, reactions, and fan-based drama taking over social media are making the season even more exciting. So don't miss a thing. Renew your subscription if you haven't and follow all the action on DSTV channel 198 and GoTV channel 149. Also enjoy the show 247 on DSTV stream as well. You can catch the eviction show every Sunday on Aquaba Magic channel 150 on DSTV and channel 102 on GoTV. Don't miss out on the fun at all. And also, still in the month of August. Hopefully we'll end August beautifully. Kwame, Big Chef is hiding.
Oh, Big Chef Junior is on. It is on, you know. Just give these kids the clock, a mystery challenge, some ingredients, and then tell them to cook. It is children cooking, all right? Yes. And because in the kitchen of the Big Chef Junior Season 5, the pressure is real. So these talented youngsters have to think fast, get creative, and then most importantly, beat the clock. One wrong move, one burnt dish, or one bad decision could change everything. And while they battle it out in the kitchen, you get to decide who stays or who goes, all right? So expect big flavors, big personalities, unexpected twists, a little drama. I mean, drama kakra, and plenty of heat. The question is, who has what it takes to become the next Big Chef Junior? Find out this and every Sunday at 4 p.m. only on Joy Prime. Big Chef Junior Season 5, good meals by kids.
There you go. So, I'm back in here, and I think our next one on Showbiz Review, a rather sad one. Veteran actress Grace Naughty passes away at 89. Veteran Ghanaian actress Grace Naughty has reportedly passed away. The legendary actress, popularly known as Mame Jata, died yesterday, according to reports circulating following her death. Grace Naughty celebrated her 89th birthday on February 1, 2026, and made a rare public appearance around the occasion. Now, she had been a prominent figure in Ghanaian theatre, television and film for more than 5 decades. She became particularly popular during Ghana's golden era of television and theatre, featuring in productions including Obra, Osofudadzi, Key Soap, Concert Party, Cantata and Thursday Theatre. Grace Naughty also featured in several notable films including Nana Akutumatis of the Heart, Ties That Bind, Sinking Sands, Amachi and Dede, and the internationally acclaimed Beats of No Nation. Now, her commanding performances and portrayal of strong, outspoken female characters earned her a special place among Ghana's most respected screen and stage actresses. Her death marks another major loss to Ghana's entertainment industry, with fans and colleagues expected to pay tribute to a woman whose career spanned generations. And there you go. That's Grace Naughty for you. I've watched her movies, and I must admit, she was a great woman. I loved her movies, and I enjoyed every bit of her movies. And I mean, hearing about all of this is quite a sad one. Kwame.
Quite a very sad one, very unfortunate, very, very, very unfortunate. You see, so yesterday I found myself in the midst of some people in the film industry. So when I heard the news, I asked them if they had heard. Usually I don't rush in breaking news about the death of people.
Yeah.
I always wanted to come from maybe a family member. Police or doctor's report,
right?
Or maybe the head of an association that the person belongs to. And so it was difficult for me to write a story on that. But having seen most of the reports this morning, I'm still assuming maybe it is true. I haven't really confirmed, but this is Ghana Web's report. But they are saying, according to reports circulating.
Yes,
we're just hoping that the circulating reports are true, though. But or not true?
Grace Norte. She was a hard woman in films.
Yes.
She was one who, I mean, she more like, should I say Mama G from Nigeria learned from her? Patience Uzoko.
I think they
were similar
in certain things. But I think Grace was in a league of her own, man.
Well, that's true. She was hard.
I said early on this morning that what you can say acting.
Acting now. No.
Acting.
She was the Robert. Word. She was the word itself.
Ah, Robert Inkasa.
Good morning, Robert.
Morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I think for people like her, when the first thing is, it's a celebration of life. Really, 89 years. Charlie.
Yes, 89.
You've paid your dues. God gave you a talent. You have fully deployed it. People have been blessed, touched. Essentially, you know, you've lived your life. Mm-hmm. I think she even had a daughter who was performing, who
Sheila
was
Norte?
Also acting. Sheila Norte.
Yeah.
Also very, very good.
Yes.
I think Grace Norte is in the same league as Mami Doc Nodems, right?
Yes.
Mami Doc is also 80. Oh, is
Mami Doc.
It? Grace was 89.
Grace. Mami Doc
is old though.
Mami Doc Nodems is old though.
Mm. They're all Grace.
Yes. Hey, Grace Omabo and Grace Norte.
Yes.
I don't know, but like, I mean, let's check the age. But I think
Mami is 80.
Okay.
So yes. Grace is their senior crowd.
Yes.
But I mean, in terms of acting,
in terms of the play, period.
That, period.
Yeah, that
yes.
kind of stuff. You
that
know?
Year.
So, yeah.
True.
Mm-hmm.
I think
true.
That, you know, Charlie. So these are the people who literally laid a foundation for this generation to be able to pick up from. And so, yes, they deserve all the flowers, all the respect, all the honor. And, we just have to accord them the necessary respect. And obviously, take from whatever they have done in terms of lessons. So we are wiser in our decision making and in our moves, really.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for such lives or people who really offered themselves to specific areas of the arts that has become a blessing unto the younger generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember, like,
death is always sad, but hey,
it is
sad, also a good component, especially when you've lived your life. So.
Yes, I mean, that's what we're doing. We're laughing about her roles and all that this morning because. We really enjoyed some interesting roles from Grace Norte.
I'm thinking of her now and I'm thinking of Mark John Adamati.
Yes. I am
Roger Norgi.
Oh, Charlie.
Those Charlie, were the days, Charlie, man. Charlie, those Charlie, were the days. Charlie. But, well, may her soul rest in peace. Quite a great woman. And for those of you, especially the Gen Zs who didn't really see her movies, you can go online. I'm sure you see a thing or two. You understand what we're trying to, you know, share with you this morning. But
good old days.
May her soul rest in
perfect peace.
Yep. Showbiz review. If you're a big fan of her, you watch her movies, and you want to send some greater memories of her, you can send it to us via WhatsApp number 0548-841039. Oh, did I get a 9 right?
Yes.
I don't know why I keep
0548-841039.
Yes, okay. I always get confused. Which other numbers are in my head? Money numbers. Nathaniel, next one. Of course, from Grace Norte, we're moving straight to. Yes.
Biggest Nathaniel.
Biggest Nathaniel.
Don't let me change your name to Slowest Nathaniel.
Yes, don't. Kwame. Sarkodie returns to Kumasi for second edition of Rapaholic.
Mm-hmm.
And Ghanaian rapper Sarkodie is set to return to Kumasi for the second edition of his flagship Rapaholic concert at the Baba Yara Sports Stadium. Following the success of the historic 2025 homecoming edition, Sarkodie made the announcement on social media confirming that Rapaholic 26 will take place on Saturday, that's October 24th at the Baba Yara Sports Stadium in Kumasi. The announcement comes a year after the rapper made that history by hosting same event in Kumasi. The 2025 edition, dubbed Rapaholic, the homecoming, carried special significance as it marks Sarkodie's symbolic return to his roots in Kumasi, the city where he grew up. And following the success of the maiden edition, Sarkodie is now bringing the concert back. Okay, all right. Mr. Akode made the announcement, and I believe that people in Kumasi are happy about it. Lots of people are happy about it because, I mean, he did it last year. This year he went to London, and now the announcement has been made again to host Rapaholic in Kumasi. And I'm sure even people in Accra are also happy about it. Kwame, you didn't go to Kumasi. I didn't go. Robert, you went to Kumasi.
Yeah, I was there.
Mm. So you actually have a feel of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
So yeah, it was an amazing experience.
Mm.
The thing is, so it wasn't just, and I think the strategy that they actually employed in executing the project was quite interesting. The first of all, the visitations, the hype, then the series of activities they did in terms of interviews, conversations that they held to be able to create the right hype.
Mm.
And then the fact that he went out of the regular thing that you would expect from Sarkozy, because Rapaholic in Accra is not the same size as the Rapaholic in Kumasi.
Sure.
So went to the stadium, and the size that he took in terms of the where he was facing, I think it's 14,000 capacity.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the angle. And yeah, and it was literally sold out, and you had people in the rain. That experience, because you know, people were just in the rain waiting, you know, for clear skies to be able to continue the program. And that is like serious demonstration of fan love for mm-hmm. a particular artist. And yeah, that was good, you know.
Yeah.
And back-to-back performances, all the artists that were featured, and everybody literally, you know, giving good reviews to the program. I remember the crowd outside, the traffic on the streets, you know, everything about it was just crazy.
Mm.
And I think that, you know, it was a very successful program last year. And obviously, why wouldn't you want to capitalize on a thing like this?
Yeah.
No, yeah. So last year was good, and makes every sense for you to want to be a part of that, or for you to want to repeat, you know, that kind of experience another year.
Mm, and I think the announcement too has come quite early.
Yep.
For people to make enough time and also prepare for it.
Yeah.
In October, because you have like a whole month to decide whether you want to be in Kumasi or not.
Yep.
I like the way the artists are doing their thing. I mean, he did Kumasi, went to London,
yeah,
going back to Kumasi, and then we'll do London next year.
Yeah, so reverse engineering, or if you want to infer from the outcome, if you want to infer, what you would clearly see is maybe a strategic meeting was held.
Right.
And then the conversation is, how do we expand?
Mm-hmm.
Our product offering, how
right.
do we create more assets? Because you see, the thing is, you're running an enterprise and you need to be able to create multiple products for people to, and in our case, because it is an experience, you are asking yourself, how do I create a series of experiences branded in a way that can ensure, you know, recurring fans coming in.
Mm.
And so basically that's what they've done. You can see that last year, I think, so what it means is that they did two.
Mm-hmm.
One for Kumasi and one for outside of Ghana.
I even forgot. Did he do the Accra edition too?
No, yes, Accra edition. So
Accra?
So it's an add-on.
Mm-hmm.
So he's created an asset
mm-hmm.
in the Kumasi region, more or less the Shanti region,
mm-hmm.
and it's created another asset in the UK.
Right.
Yeah, so what it means is, you know, the expansion is working. Mm-hmm. And I know he's supposed to be going to, is it Australia?
Yes, there's also an Australia.
But
person.
I don't know if that is a Rapaholic.
Australia is a 2-day event, sort of.
Yeah, but it's not a Rapaholic. Okay,
no,
so yeah, so
it's
that's
not
fine.
Rapaholic, yeah.
Yeah, so that's like a regular performance, but that's okay. So I like the fact that there is product expansion.
Mm.
You know, the artists are extending their brands, the products they have created. Because the same thing, if you take Beamfest, the fact that it's been known in Ghana for some time, and
mm-hmm.
you've taken it outside, you've exported it.
Also, Dan Ho.
Exactly. You know, so it is, all of them are basically becoming, or let's just say, from the perspective of business,
mm-hmm.
they are investing into it, they are stretching it,
yeah.
they are developing new markets for their brand, and they are giving life to their catalogs.
Right.
You know, because the catalog there is there.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime you do a show, a concert of this nature, it gives you an opportunity for people to, you know, re-experience it
mm-hmm.
in a different way.
Yeah.
You know, so I like what they are doing, and you know, it's in the right direction in terms of business.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I see the fans are also happy because most of them are not able to move to some of these places, so if it's taken to them, why not?
Yes. And that's why, and Kwame, this on the side of tourism. How do they pronounce it? Tourism. Okay, so this is on that particular side. You realize that from the report, they only gave receipts when it came to domestic tourism. Mm-hmm. It was focused on people visiting sites.
Right.
But the element of this, people traveling for experiences, mm-hmm. is never captured in it. So domestic tourism is always undervalued, mm-hmm. in terms of, you know, what really happens in the space. Because in terms of events, festivals, name them, all the things that...
Funerals.
Yeah, which, yeah. you know, is a strong reason why people travel. It is never captured in the reports. Mm. So I think that if they're able to include stuff like that, again, the contribution, our contribution to GDP would, you know, grossly change, which would also affect what should be given to us when it comes to the national cake sharing. So yes, we need more of these things, and we should be happy that our artists are heavily business oriented right now.
And I pray more of our artists also do it.
All right. Yes, somebody sent me a message. Ebenezer Ansah.
What did he say?
He says that Sir Akordier, let me read it. He says Sir Akordier is the artist of the year in waiting.
Hey.
He said this time around he should win his third. It's long overdue. 2012 was his last one. I'm not asking any question on this. I know you're not even answering any question.
What's that? With that?
Somebody is saying Sir Akordier is artist of the year in waiting.
Somebody will also say Stoneboy is artist of the year in waiting.
Yeah.
And someone will also say
Then I asked the guy, has Sir Akordier released any hit song this year? I was just asking.
Hit song?
What's the name? Do Make We See or something. What was the name? If you know Easy.
But prior to that, he had released other songs too.
This
or
year.
They were features. More features.
So the No Easy is a hit song?
Yeah, the moment it's doing well.
It's banging now.
Yes, it's banging now. It's really banging, yeah. And he has a song with Kiddy too, which when Kiddy's album comes out we'll hear that as well.
Insider.
Mm.
We are in August, eh?
Yes.
So we have September, October, November. And you know Sir Akordier, he can drop one beat.
But let me even ask you, this year, how many hit songs have we had? Like,
that's another good question.
Mm.
Fantastic. What's put the fan in your name. Uh-huh. Let's hear.
Fantastic. Go put on your microphone
now.
Yes.
Which ones?
So the whole song, year, huh?
Okay, so which songs can you list? Biggest Nathaniel, okay.
Yes.
Signature.
Put this one.
Okay.
Yeah. I still can't hear you. Yes,
your mic is not on there.
Okay, let me see.
And so we're asking Fantastic the hit songs that he's spotted for this year.
Signature.
Yeah.
Okay.
Biggest Nathaniel.
Wait. Signature. Biggest Nathaniel. Mm-hmm. When was Biggest Nathaniel released?
This year.
But when? A month ago.
Not a month ago. About 2 or 3 months ago. Yeah.
2-3 months ago. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so one is also making waves.
Which one is that? Okay, one. Okay, one. Yeah, it's also making waves, but we want hits. I mean,
the DJs come. Bradash and Rene, come. No, we want to know the hit songs this year.
Come in.
We
I wrote on Facebook asking people to
come. Bradash, come and take the other microphone. Rene, come close to
the big songs this year, and everybody was naming some song.
Yes, we want the hit songs this year. The songs that you've heard
so far.
You.
2026.
Yes, 2026.
I think
he's mentioned Signature.
There's this song.
Is it Shatawale?
Yawani. There's every 2 months been
you have for the street to be solid.
So are we talking about hit songs on the streets or on radio?
I mean, in general.
And
you might because you know you know some years you could see this song.
Yes, back to back. So yes. I think so far it's signature.
Biggest Nathaniel.
And I think Biggest Nathaniel came in for like a couple of months, and all of a sudden it went off.
Black Star song.
It was for a season.
Okay.
It was for a season. But I think currently Sir Akordier and Dope Nation 2 is not doing bad. And Agra Green to me more five.
So you DJ, so can you say with your hand on your chest that so far we have gotten monster hits in the year?
You let's deal with hits first before you go
to Monster. And
I don't think because
we're on Hits FM, so let's just talk about
Hits. We are on Monster Hits FM.
I think so far is a signature.
I
think so far is signature.
Okay.
Because signature, wherever you go,
Mr. Angler, that was
one
last
of the songs
year.
You hear. No, so? This year.
It was this year.
This year.
Did they not perform it in December?
No, that was released just recently.
So this one is.
Is it banging like that? Is it banging like that?
I think that the Stone Boy's verse. Yeah, it's true.
We are talking. We are discussing songs.
We can't talk about it.
Last year we had the same conversation. So we saying, so far we've not seen any big song. It appears the same thing is happening.
Last year, Blacko released his album ahead.
Yes. So that sort of
So it was it had its course at the beginning of the year.
Gospel too. PSA has released a new gospel song. Have you guys heard?
Really? When?
Oh, PSA is out with a new gospel song. Okay. I think it has some trap or some drill.
Ghana also has released a gospel song this year. She's also released one, I think, recently.
She released two songs this year.
Mm-hmm. Joe Metal to release.
Live performance.
Yeah, Joe Metal. Faithful.
Okay. Still, I see in chair then.
I think
we'll have
a good conversation on this one.
Mm.
Yes. Please do.
Robert, we still don't have anything.
But,
are you slow? Are you slow? Yeah, who be slow? I'm touching.
Oh, Debbie. I think Robert, you have your answer now, right? Sorry,
yeah. Basically, it was just one of those, by the way, components. But yeah,
Okay. Well.
Yeah, we pray things change. I don't know why, but I think that people, and I also keep hearing that people are yet to release their albums. Kwame Eugene released an album, right?
An EP.
Yeah. This year.
A stranger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ah, well.
Jackie released a song. What's the title?
The one she released recently.
Something like
Treasure. Okay, Treasure.
Mm. Interesting year.
It's not ended, so let's
wait and see. No, it's not ended at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So back to live music. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So live music is huge. It's great, and we are happy when the artists are able to create such products and add it to their catalogs, more or less, just to be able to. They add it to their portfolio. Good. Mm. Just to be able to. Asking for his money. Anyways, let's go ahead.
Well, time is up. Time is up already. So, thank you, Robert, for coming in. And let me quickly do this. It says, happy birthday, my dear friend Augustina Aticho. May this new year of your life bring you happiness, good health, success, and many beautiful memories. Keep shining and enjoy your special day. Happy birthday. This birthday shout is from your friend Phoebe Sefako. Is it Phoebe or Phoebe?
I think it's Phoebe. I think you got it right.
Phoebe.
Yeah.
Okay. All right then. So we ended here. Thank you to you, Mr. Hagler. Thank you, Nathaniel. Thank you, Nee Apness. Thank you, DJ Fantastic. Bredash and Rene, thank you as well. And thank you to you all for doing the listening. Tomorrow is Friday. Kwame has decided to come tomorrow.
But I'm always at work on Friday. I mean, on duty on
just
Friday.
Not early.
It is just that the system is supposed to be like that. Friday has always been Doreen's day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tomorrow, come and let's make
actually,
it our day.
Actually, it was like your that. Day together with your women. What happened?
Yes, it's been like that even when Andy Dusty was on. So
what happened to your women? I mean, hello?
Mr. Agla, please come and answer for me.
You're asking a very good question.
Yeah, because we thought, it was a special day dedicated to issues pertaining to the industry. Sometimes there's always a statement about the fact that they are being marginalized. Yeah. Yeah. They are in a minority, so they don't get enough here.
Doreen has a lot to say, but she can't say.
Come again.
Your lady, so the ones you've been fighting for always.
I will continue
from
to
movie
fight for them.
To music, fashion, name them all the facets or the domains of the creative space.
I don't want to give up. Honestly, I don't want to give up. And
you don't want to give up? That sounds like there's a problem.
Oh, there is, because I mean, Robert. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm just wondering,
No, but I mean, they'll come back.
They will.
they will.
Okay.
They will. We'll try and reach out to them so they come around.
Ah, but they're around. I see Cindy. Mm-hmm. I see Highest Eri. I see Sally Man. I see Ketri.
Sally Man.
Kuya Nipa.
Is it Sally Man?
They're all around.
Is it Sally Man?
Oh, say.
Sally Woman.
Okay.
Hey, thank you to our sponsors: Compu Ghana, Echo Bank, Puma Drinks, MTN, Away Purified Drinking Water, Sasso, Consolidated Bank Ghana, Telesel, Franco Trading Enterprise, and Syntex Tank. Thank you, Robert. My name is Doreen Avio.